is important because we need to know where we are at in our faith. We need to know where we are at in our faith. Where, as the front of the paper says, where do I measure up? The Word of God is my measuring line. You don't go by anybody else. Don't go by what man says. Don't go by people's philosophies. All of these self-help books, don't do that. What you want to measure yourself by is the Lord's Word. Why? Because that's what's going to judge you. Everybody know that? Go over to the book of John really quick. John chapter number, I believe it's 12. John chapter number 12, starting at verse number 47 and 48. John 12, 47 and 48. It says, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to do what? Save it. The Lord came to save the world. Save the world from what? Sin. That's what Matthew 1 and 21 says. She shall bring forth the Son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sin. So he came not to judge the world, but to do what? Save it. Now, people a lot of times look at the world and say, why is the world in the condition that it's in? And they don't understand grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor shown to us. We are an undeserving people. And it is because of grace we don't get judged right away. We don't get condemned. It's not like living up under the law. When you were living up under the dispensation of the period of the law, when you didn't obey, you were judged immediately. Just like the people did when they went into the tabernacle and didn't do what they were supposed to do. They went into an area they weren't supposed to go into. They dropped dead. That judgment happened right away. Even when they were dancing around the ark. And the Lord told Moses, said, if you on the Lord's side, come over where I'm at. And those that didn't do that, scripture says the earth opened up and swallowed them up. See, that was up under the period of the dispensation of the law. If you didn't do what Jesus told you to do, you suffered a judgment right away. Well, under grace, Jesus doesn't do that. He will allow you to live out your days, as he explained concerning Jezebel. That was a prophet, was wondering, why did the Lord allow Jezebel to do what she did to the people, to the Lord's spokesman? And he felt like he was the only one. He said, I'm the only one that didn't bow down. The Lord said, no, you're not the only one. I have people in caves. There's always a remnant of people that did not support that sin or that wicked woman. That false doctrine. He said, I'm the only one. And the Lord let him know he wasn't. But the Lord said, he give us revelation in the book of Revelation. That's ironic. He give us understanding in the book of Revelation why he didn't judge Jezebel right away. He said he was giving her space and time to repent. Well, that's what happens during the dispensation of the period that we're living in right now. People, what you see, sometimes people will commit murders and rob people, or you see the fellas standing on the corners, or people using drugs, or all kind of wicked devices. And you say, well, why does this stuff go on? Well, what is Jesus doing? He says, I did not come to judge you, right? You all see that. It's right there in John chapter number 12, verse number 47. We don't have to wonder. It says it. I did not come to do what? Judge you. But I came to do what? Save. Now, you ought to have it in your mind that you ought to want the Lord to save you. You see how Jesus feels about sin. He's one writer said he is upset or angry with the wicked every day. So it's not like Jesus doesn't see the wicked. And it's not as though the Lord doesn't have a feeling towards the wicked. But what is he doing? He's giving the wicked space and time to repent. He said, I'm not coming to judge him, but to do what? Save him. Now, verse number 48 is our warning. If ever you were looking for a warning in scripture, verse number 48 is our warning. says, he that does what? Rejecteth me. This is why we don't say Jesus can do everything but fail. You know how people use that, say God can do everything but fail. I serve Almighty God. He can do everything but fail. But that's a lie. That's a lie. Jesus cannot lie. Scripture says that he cannot do what? He can't change. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and for what? And look at verse number 48. This is something else he cannot do. He cannot save someone that rejects him. Verse number 48 says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that does what? That's right. Has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall do what? See, you don't get by on Jesus' word. You know, people think all day long, I can reject Jesus. I can do what I want to do. Well, the Lord will let you keep on living. But one day he is going to call and you are going to answer. That's what the book of Job say. Go over to the book of Job, chapter number 14. Job, chapter number 14. No doubt y'all may hear it on some Tuesday, because I may bring it up 9 times out of 10, I will. Job 14, and look at verse number 15, or look at verse 14. 14 and 14. Job 14 and 14. Right. Now, that's what happened to our brother, right? Our brother died. He stopped breathing. Now, the question is, if somebody dies, shall they live again? Right? So we think that when a person dies, that's it. That's it. That's all you know. That brother has come over, crossed over into eternity. When he stopped breathing, at that moment, he crossed over into eternity. Now, the question is, well, as Job is saying in 14 and 14, if a man die, shall he live again? Now, keep going a little further. Right. Oh, that's all we have, saints. You all realize we have a set time to be here on the earth? I was looking at Mother Bess's announcement this morning. She died December the 8th. Now, I was looking at that announcement on the church's Facebook post, and I noticed Brother Jones liked that card. But little did he know, that in a couple of weeks, he was going to stop breathing. Isn't that something? He was looking at her announcement on December the 8th, saying, you know, I like this announcement, you know, and my thoughts and prayers. I think he may have called and said, I'm thinking about you all. He didn't come to the funeral because he wasn't well. But little did he know that the Lord was getting ready to call him in a couple of weeks. Now, this is what makes Job so profound. Job is letting us know that we all have an appointed time. All of us, each and every one of us, have an appointed time here on the earth. And I don't care what we do, we're not going to get by it. 14 and 15 says, Jesus is going to call, right? Jesus is going to call, and I am going to do what? This makes sense because John says the word that I have spoken to you, the same is going to judge you when in the end, right? Hello, you can reject Jesus' word. People go around and reject it all day long. You tell people every day, repent, repent, turn away from that sin, leave sin alone. And they say, oh, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. Well, you're the only one that can be honest with yourself. You know what sin is still lingering around in your life. You know what things are standing between you and Jesus. Lord says, my hand is not heavy that it cannot save you. My ear is not heavy that it don't hear you. But your iniquity, it is your sin that keeps you away from Jesus. Now, if you say, Elder Scudder, I want to be saved, well, then that means you got to search yourself. I need to search myself and see what sin is in my way. What things have I allowed to get between me and Jesus? And I can't go to Jesus and say, Jesus, remove this sin. No, Jesus said, you got to repent. You got to stop that wrong. You got to turn your life around. You can't put that responsibility on me. You have to hear what I am saying. Listen to my word. Let my word find a place in your mind and make the necessary changes. That's the truth. Repent. Stop that stuff. Stop all of the wrong. You know it's not pleasing to Jesus. Stop it. Let that stuff go. Say within yourself, is this sin worth my soul? Is this sin that I'm holding on to worth my soul? Because that's what you're doing. You're saying, I'd rather do this than worry about where my soul is going to spend eternity. I already know what Jesus says. Jesus said he's going to call and I'm going to answer. But what is going to prevent me? What is stopping me from doing what the word is saying now? The Lord is giving you and I an opportunity to get familiar with his word right now. He's given us an opportunity to love his word. You don't know the Lord is looking at you. He's looking at us each and every day. He's saying, I give you this book. I give you this book to feast off of. I give you this book to meditate on. Huh? Come on. Thy word have I done what? Hid in my heart. He give us this word to do something with it. You must take the time to prove yourself to Jesus. Show Jesus just what he means to you. And how does he measure? He said, don't these folk draw nigh to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. I'm giving them my word, and they refuse to do what I say do. If you love me, you'll keep my word, right? You'll keep my word. You won't let the word be something that you just pass over. But you take that word each and every day, and you think about it. You throw it across in your mind. You meditate on it. Jesus, am I doing this? Jesus, am I doing that? I got several things. Psalms 39 and 1. When I go through my life, am I seeing I'm real fast with my tongue? Have I learned to bring some control on my tongue? Huh? Have I learned to watch what I say? Have I learned that Jesus is watching what I say out of my mouth? He hears. Huh? Everybody else may not hear, but Jesus hears. He hears you when you mumble up under your breath. He hears you when you have all these conversations in your brain. Lord hears all of this stuff. And this is why Psalms 39 and 1 is so important. He said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. Huh? I'll keep my mouth with the bridle while the wicked is where before me. I got to watch what I say out of my mouth. Why? Because the Lord is going to bring every work. Huh? Every work into judgment with him. Huh? Come on, the word that he has spoken. The word that he has spoken is going to judge me. Huh? Come on. It's going to judge me. When? Do y'all realize that? The Lord don't care how much you got in your bank account. Lord don't care what your address is. He don't care how many degrees you have. He don't care how many books you've written. Huh? Come on. He don't care about none of that. He wants to know, where is your soul? Huh? Come on. The Lord want to know, where is your soul? Did you allow me the word to do what? Save you. Huh? Come on. John, go back over to John. John chapter number 12, verse number 47. See? That's all the Lord wants you to do, is when he speaks his word, he wants you to believe it. Huh? Come on. He wants you to believe what he says. When he tells us his word in John 14 and 1, say, I go away to prepare a place for you. He wants you to do what? Believe it. Said, let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. He wants you to do what? Believe it. Huh? John 1 and 1, he say, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by. He wants you to believe that. Huh? He said, well, what the scientists are saying that. Jesus is saying, but I gave you my word. I want you to believe what my word says. What does my word say? I came into this world, and this world knew me not. Huh? It's just like the light shining in darkness, and darkness not being able to comprehend it. I light every man that comes into this world. Jesus gives life to everybody that comes into this world. He came to his own. His own received him not. But as many as do what? Receive him. See, you need to believe the word and you need to receive Jesus. As many as receive him, to them gave he power or the authority to become the what? Are you letting Jesus make you into what he wants you to be? That's what that word become means. I'm not everything yet, but Jesus is still working on me. And I'm making myself available. I'm willing. I'm willing for Jesus to make me who he wants me to be, right?
What
does that say? He said, to them, what is it? John 12. No. Chapter number 1, verse number 12, 13. I came to his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the what? Yes. And even, see, that's who we are. Come on, that's who we are. We are a people for the name. We believe in the name of Jesus, saints. Everybody don't like the name. You saw that. We don't know them people. The Lord let you see that yesterday through that text thread. I tried to warn you. I did. I really did. I said, delete it. I said, don't use that thread no more. Don't use that thread. And, you know, some people weren't paying attention. And they even in their ignorance. You know where ignorance, the root word of ignorance means ignore, right? I said it, but you ignored what I said. I said, don't use this thread no more. And because you ignored what I said, the devil said, I'm going to show you something. Huh? Show you how this whole thing works. On the contact, it said Mother Best. Huh? But Mother Best has been dead. Mother Best's phone is no longer in use by Mother Best. Somebody else got that number. They own that number now. And they're letting you know the person you trying to get in contact with is not here anymore. Huh? Who has the number? A devil. Huh? Come on, the wicked. Let you know, saints, wake up out of sleep. Wake up out of sleep. Stop living in this shell. Huh? Stop living in this make-believe world. We're not in Mr. Rogers' land. Huh? We don't have a little choo-choo train taking us around to some fantasy land. Even though you come into the church and you escape and you have a good time in here, this world is wicked. Huh? This world is wicked. Outside these walls is death. Huh? People have no mind to be saved. They want nothing to do with Jesus. They are Christ rejectors. Huh? Come on, saints. It's the truth. They're Christ rejectors. Everything Jesus stands for, it makes them sick. It gets on their nerves. You say, praise the Lord. They say, I don't want to hear nothing like that. Huh? Come on. And the last thing you want is to come in here with Jesus telling you, praise me. Huh? And you don't do it. Huh? Come on. I don't want the Lord to see me when he tells me, praise him. And I don't do it. Not when he give me the activities of my limbs. Huh? Nobody didn't wheel you in here this morning. You walked in. So that at least I could do is use my legs to praise him. Huh? Lord told you, stand up. Huh? When you come up in the sanctuary, stand up. Stand up and do what? Lift your hands. Huh? Lift your hands in the sanctuary. Huh? Use your voice. Praise him with a loud voice. Huh? Get some instruments from somewhere. Huh? We got them all over the place. Everywhere there's an instrument for you to let the Lord know I praise you. I magnify you. Huh? We're not in the cemetery. There are not any headstones in here. But all of us are moving. All of us are breathing. That means we can praise him. We've got all that we need. We meet all of the requirements. You say, Elder Scott, I ain't got the Holy Ghost yet, so I can't sing in the choir. That don't mean you need to stop praising him because you don't sing in the choir. You know the song, stand up with them. Stand up right down with them. You see the choir go to the left, you go to the left. Stand up in your seat. Find your tune. Let the world know I'm a praise Jesus. No matter what. Why? Because Jesus gave me life. And as long as life is in my body, I owe him praise, right? I praise him because I believe him. I want to become. Come on, saints. Do you want to become the Lord's child? I don't want to be an orphan. I want to be the Lord's child. I want Jesus to be my daddy. I want Jesus to take ownership of me. I want Jesus to lead, make, bring me out of Satan's family. That's who you are when you're in sin. Satan is your daddy. You say, oh no, Elder Scott. The devil is not my daddy. Yes, he is. You are the children of disobedience. Come on, you are the child of disobedience. Meaning you are the product. You are the offspring of disobedience. What you talking about, Jesus? Adam and Eve is your mama and your daddy. They brought you into a world of sin. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. You got to make it up in your mind, I don't want to die. I need Jesus because I don't want to die. Anything outside of Jesus is death. Come on, do y'all believe that? Anything outside of Jesus is death. I don't want to die. Jesus, let my soul live, right? Oh, yeah. Anything outside of Jesus, is death. You say, well, it's gotta, I'm doing this. If it's outside of Jesus, it's death. I'm sorry, but I have such a good time doing it. It's death. It's death. It's death. You have to say it. It's death. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life. Anything outside of Jesus is death. Then that means I got to condition my mind. I've got to get my mind focused. That if I want to live, I got to focus on Jesus. I can't let nothing separate me. I can't let nothing get between me and Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is life and I want to live, right? Only one that can come to that conclusion is you. You can hear it. Y'all hear this? Y'all hear the same messages over and over again. See, you come back next Sunday, you're going to hear the same thing. Come back Tuesday, you're going to hear the same thing. Come back Wednesday, you're going to hear the same thing. But the question is, where you line up with it? Say, I'm hearing it, but where am I lining up? Come on, I'm a people for the name. How much is the name coming out of my mouth? Come on, how much is the name coming out of my mouth? Come on, am I ashamed of the name? Somebody say, I thank God for waking me up this morning. What if somebody tap you on the shoulder and say, who is God? You say, oh, don't you do that. No, that's a good question. Who is God? Father God. Who is Father God? See, the Lord gave us a name. We are a people for the name. I got born again. Because of the name. How did you get born again? I got my new birth because of the name. I went down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ, meaning I lost my identity. I know everybody out there listening to this person and that person talking about your blackness. Say, oh no, it is Black History Month, and we need to come in here and recognize the blackness. Recognize the black people. Man, if you get caught up into that foolishness, If you are proud about who you are, why do you limit yourself to 1 month? Come on, why do you limit yourself to 1 month? If you're going to be proud to be black, it should be something on your mind every day of the year. But I thank the Lord. The Lord gave me a mind to realize it's more to me than the color of my skin. It's is more to me than the color of my skin. Down inside of this body is something far richer. It's called a soul. Jesus did not die for my body. He died for my soul. And where is your soul? Where is your soul? You know, the soul is the real you. Part of you that feels. Part of you that understands. That's the soul. Soul is the real you. I think we need to wake up out of sleep and realize, where is my soul at? Huh? Come on. I see. Sometimes we get hold of them songs of praise. My wife made reference to our brother. It's the truth. He get glad about the name. He get glad about the name. He hear that name. He get glad about the name. But I want you. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the day. Huh? Because see, when the music stops, you can't let the music control you. You understand what I'm saying? And this is not to get on him, but this is all of us. Don't let the music control you. See, if you love that name, you got to go beyond the sound. You got to go beyond the time. See, the Lord is wanting to see just how important is my name to you. Because when the drums and the music stop, you want to get so enraptured with that name. Huh? You got to let the Lord know Jesus. Huh? With tears. Huh? Come on. I got a little excited there on Friday. My wife and I was on the drum. She was on the drum line, and I saw the brother. And he got hold of one of them old schools. And he was just a going. He said, Jesus. I said, yes. And I was just looking. I was trying to get Brother Pendleton's attention. And I'm going to say, get on over there. Tell that brother, call him. Don't let go of the name. See, that's who we are. I'm a people for the name. I don't care what we do. I could be up here preaching. Somebody get hold of that name. I'm going to look for the saint and say, get on over there. Get on over there. Get on over there and encourage them. Don't you let go of that name. Huh? Come on, this works. While Peter was preaching. Come on, while Peter was preaching. Somebody grabbed hold of the name. And they did not let that name go. They held on to it till their tongue got loose. Huh? They said, we heard them. We heard them speak in tongues. Just like we do, right? Huh? Yeah. But it takes you believing in the name. Take you believing in the name. Some of you sing some fiery songs. But let it be way down on the inside. Let that praise be way down on the inside. Come on, let your soul be free. I'm letting you know you're not in a place that's bound. Your soul can be free. Don't nobody bother you. Don't nobody pick at you. Huh? Don't nobody come behind you and say, I wish you would sit down. Huh? See, that's what that love. I thank the Lord for our brother Jones' testimony. You saw? He could care less about any of them. Care less about any of them. When he wanted to praise the Lord, he praised him. He praised with everything inside of him. And it wasn't something phony. Even when we was on our knees calling Jesus, while all of you were down there crying out to the Lord, sometimes the Lord would get hold of him. And he said, oh! And now he said, he got into hell. I said, yes, Jesus, 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 Jesus. In other words, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you're saying. I'm in tune with Jesus for myself. I need to get in contact with Jesus for myself. And what are you going to let stop you? What are you going to let hold you back? Huh? See, I'm scared. I'm tired. All of us are tired. Huh? I'm sick. All of us are sick. You don't think I get sick? 9 times out of 10, I had COVID. My daughter had it. My daughter had it. And all of us, my whole household had it. Huh? But the saints will tell you, I preached that Sunday, I was sick. I wasn't feeling well. But I still preached. Huh? You say, Elder Scudder, you gave us COVID. Well, ask the Lord to touch your body. Huh? Ask the Lord to touch your body. I'm not going to let no sickness stop me from doing my job. Huh? I'm not going to let no sickness stop me from coming to church. I was well enough to go to work. I'm well enough to come to church. And what did I do all week? I stayed over in my corner. I kept my mask on. I said, saints, don't y'all come near me. Praise the Lord. Huh? I was worried about mother. I said, Lord, just keep her body. Please, Jesus. Please, Jesus, prove yourself. Don't let her get it, Lord Jesus. Huh? And she was over there. I waved over. I said, mother, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good to see you. Stayed over in my corner. Did it all week. Huh? Called out to Jesus right with you. Huh? Why? Because I was determined. Huh? I was determined. I was determined that I'm not trying to prove nothing to you. I'm trying to show Jesus just what he means to me. Huh? I know what the world says. I know what the world, the scientists say, but I believe Jesus. Y'all understand that? I believe Jesus. I'm just a fool to believe there's no sickness outside of the Lord's ability to heal. Lord is a healer. That is my belief. Jesus is a healer. He's not just a healer. He's a protector from danger seen and unseen. Huh? Many of you should be sick. Many of you should be infected with all kind of diseases. But Jesus just let his blood cover you. Even in your ignorance. Even when you didn't know no better. Jesus let his blood cover you. And he's trying to see, now that I've done this for you, what are you going to do for me? Huh? Now that I've delivered you, what are you going to do for me? Right? Now's my time to show Jesus. Now's my time to prove that I love him. Huh? Prove that I believe in him. Huh? Lord is looking for people to believe in him. No matter what people be saying, Lord is looking for you to be a believer. Huh? We've been saying, I don't know what's going on in such and such, but I believe Jesus. Huh? They call you, say such and such is sick. Well, I'm going to just pray. You be praying all the time. Well, because I believe Jesus. I know you don't believe, but I believe Jesus. I believe whatever I ask in prayer. Lord done told you, believe it. You shall receive. Sometimes the Lord put us in situations to see just how we are, where we at in our faith. You say you believe, but Lord want to see it. Do you really believe? And that devil is standing right there on the outside of the head, saying, Lord, just open up the head a little bit, and I'm going to show you they don't believe in me. I'm going to show you they don't trust you. Huh? I'm going to show you they're not relying on you. I'm going to show you they're not depending on you. Now, when the test comes, huh? You ought to recognize, what is this? What is this that I'm going through right now? This is a testing of my faith. This is a trial of my faith. Who let this trial come? Jesus opened up the hedge. And now that is the devil. Huh? It's not Jesus attacking me. It's the devil. Don't you say within yourself when you're tempted that Jesus is tempting you. Jesus cannot be tempted. Neither does he tempt any man with evil. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. What are you learning about yourself? When this test comes, what are you learning about yourself? Jesus, I realize in me is a no good thing, right? Huh? Do you come to that conclusion? When a trial comes, you allow yourself to get frustrated. You allow yourself to murmur. You allow yourself to doubt. Huh? You allow yourself to get all fussy. Huh? And complaining. Huh? And if you ain't real careful, you cuss. Huh? Oh, yeah, you cuss. You cuss. You say, Elder Scott, no, you cuss. Huh? You Elder Scott may not hear you, but you cuss. And you need to ask the Lord Jesus, take that cussing tongue out of me. Create in me a clean heart. Why? Because I know, even if nobody else hear me, Jesus, you hear me. Huh? Jesus, you hear me and you see me. Huh? Say, I'm watching nasty stuff. Oh, Jesus sees you. Jesus sees what your eyes are looking at. Huh? Say, Elder Scudder, you don't understand. I just need to be touched. Been touched all along and I ain't been touched right now. I just need something to pacify my flesh. You're being fooled. The flesh cannot be pacified. The flesh cannot be satisfied. The flesh wants more and more and more. It keeps you out there drowning. It keeps you out there fighting, making you think you're winning when you're actually losing. Why? Because you're wasting time. Time on the clock is still ticking while you're looking, right? Time is still ticking while you're looking. And you got that old lust. Huh? That old lust. See, it's not love, it's lust. Huh? You need to ask Jesus, deliver me. Deliver me from this lust. Huh? Take away this lustful heart. Huh? Take away the crawling from out of my flesh. Help me to keep my mind. Huh? Come on. Why do you think we have prayer all week long? This is not punishment. This is the time for you to come in here and cry to Jesus. Open up your mouth and call Jesus. Ask Jesus to deliver you. Huh? Deliver you from what? These habits. These behaviors that are not like you. Huh? Some of you may be full of fear. Huh? Full of stress. Full of anxiety. You need to ask Jesus to deliver you. Huh? Say, I just gotta, I'm depressed. You shouldn't be depressed. Not when Jesus is your joy. Not when Jesus is your peace. You should not be feeling that. That is not the spirit of Jesus. Huh? Well, all of us go through. Yes, we do. But what is my behavior while I am going through? Where's my trust? Huh? Where is my faith? I need to put my faith and my trust in Jesus. I cannot lean to my own understanding. My own understanding got me depressed. My own understanding got me feeling sad. My own understanding got me feeling down. But when I think about Jesus, he lifts me up. Huh? He keep me on the up and up. When I keep my mind on Jesus, he keep me on the up and up, right? But when I let my mind slip, huh? That mind go right back down into the pit of despair. Huh? Come on. I gotta snatch my out of that. I gotta bring myself out of that. I gotta say, no, this is not Jesus. Jesus would not have me feeling like this. Jesus doesn't make it a struggle for me to serve him. But y'all understand that? Come on. You be honest. You say, I'm trying to serve the Lord, but it's a struggle. It's hard for me. Huh? It's like a weight. It's like I got cement in my feet. I'm trying to tell you, that's not Jesus. Something else has got a hold of you. Huh? And I'm trying to tell you, the only way you can be cured, only way you can be fixed, is you got to grab hold of the name. Huh? Oh, yes. You need to grab hold of that name. And you need to call that name until. Huh? Come on, until when? Until you are endued with power. Come on. But not power from the earth. You need power from on high. You need strength from on high. Come on. You need Jesus to lift that burden. You need Jesus to make your mind free. Huh? To make your mind clear to where it's easy to serve him. It's not a hard burden to serve the Lord. It's easy to serve the Lord. Lord say, my yoke is easy. My burden is what? Light. But sin is heavy. Lord told you what to do with sin. Lay it aside. Huh? All of that weight and that sin that's out there. Lay that stuff aside, right? Stuff is trying to make you weight it down. Huh? Trying to make your vision foggy and cloudy. Huh? Come on. Let's go over to Corinthians. I'm gonna get ready to let y'all go. My time is done. But I think it's 2 Corinthians. We talk about that veil when Moses is real. Yes. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3. Chapter number 3 and start at verse number 6. Come on. What are we saints? See, when you let the Lord save you, he make you well equipped. Come on. Y'all understand this? I don't care if the Lord put it on my mind to ask you a question. Say, brother, sister, so-and-so, is this something that you think you may have a mind to do? Don't think I'm just coming up out of the blue, coming up to you. I've been watching you. Huh? Don't y'all know that's my job? I'm a watcher. And I say, ooh, that person is showing an excitement or a zeal or a motivation to work for Jesus. Huh? And they don't even know they're doing it. They don't even know they behave in a certain kind of way. And the Lord give me a mind to come to you. Don't think it's me. I'm Jesus' spokesman. Jesus speaks through me to ask you a question. And the last thing I'm trying to tell you, going forward, If I come to you, you best believe the Lord is watching you. And he sees something about you. Huh? And he's saying, are you ready to serve me? Are you ready to work in my vineyard? Are you ready to put your hands in the dirt and labor? Huh? Come on. It ain't about what you can do. The Lord said, I gave you the Holy Ghost. For what purpose? To make you able. Huh? Come on. Look at verse number 6 again. So who made you able? Now, that's if you got the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost should make you well equipped to do everything that you're doing. Say, I don't know how to be no witness. Well, that's why you need the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost should be the witness down inside of you. Huh? One writer said, I don't know how to speak. Lord said, open up your mouth and I'll speak for you. But the question is, do you believe it? Do you believe if you do your part, Jesus will do his? I mean, you got to move yourself out of the way. It ain't about you. Huh? It's not about you. I say, I'm just going to give you a mind. I'm just going to say, I want you to read. I'm just going to, I don't know how to read. It ain't about whether you know how to read. Just go up there and try. Huh? Try. Go back in your school and learning. It wasn't my fault that you didn't pay attention. Huh? Wasn't my fault that you was a hard-headed child. Huh? That it wasn't my fault, but you had every opportunity to learn that T says and S says. Now put it together, right? Well, you say that don't even sound right. No, it don't sound right. Because you old and rusty now. But when you would have learned it while you was younger, you would have been just fine. But it's up to you now to humble yourself. Humble yourself. Go back to the school of learning. Say, Jesus, teach me, right? Teach me how to put these sounds together. Go back. Get some of them easy books. The Cat in the Hat, right? Say, they don't sound right, but just learn it. Learn it. Learn it and keep reading until you read it with fluency. The Cat in the Hat is black. So now when you see the word the, you won't be struggling. When you look at it in the scripture, you say, I know that word say the. How you know that? Because I was at home practicing. The Cat in the Hat is black. See, Jesus will see your effort and he will help you. But you've got to do your part, right? Amen. Come on, y'all realize that? Many of you had learning disabilities, but you had a mind to want to try. If it ain't but one scripture, you know, read that same scripture every week. But do it to the glory of Jesus. Somebody may come up to you and say, why don't you read another scripture? And it's up to you to humble yourself and say, look, I struggle with reading. But this is one scripture I know how to read. And I read it so now I can keep the book closed. It has become a part of me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It has become a part of me. Do y'all understand that? The Lord's word wants to become a part of you, right? So that you can see it while you sleep. It swims all around in your mind. It wants to become a part of who of you, right? Lord wants to see you practice it. And put it into action. Lord says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's the only scripture I know. But you just keep on reading. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And you just keep on saying it. So much so, you be outside working. And you be out there tuning. Say, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Somebody say, what you singing? I don't know. And what's the words of the song? It's just, oh, Jesus. Who wrote it? The Lord just put it in my mind. But what's the tune? I don't know the tune. Because every time I sing it, it come out a little bit different. Well, why are you doing this? Because the Lord's word says, make a joyful noise. And I'm doing what Jesus told me. Question is, how will Jesus find you? When Jesus look at you, how will he see you? I want the Lord to see me being a doer. Being a doer. Do it. Do what the words say. Do it. Come on, I got to keep moving. My time. He made. Yes. See, you be so busy trying to focus on what the old letter say that you're forgetting what the new one say. See, the new one contains Jesus is speaking. Jesus speaking in the human body. Huh? And I need to fall in love with Jesus speaking in the human body. Huh? Oh, yeah. Peter said, Lord, when Peter said everybody walked away from Jesus, Peter said, the Lord looked at Peter and the rest of the disciples, said, are you going to leave me also? Peter said, to whom shall we go? You've given us the word of life. It was no doubt Peter knew the Old Testament, but he realized when Jesus was speaking, it was the word of life. Oh, come on, saints. When Jesus speaks, he's giving you the word of life. He's giving you words of life, not words of death. Words of what? Life. Keep going. Keep reading. Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
But it's the ministration of death, written and engraved in stones, is glory.
Uh-huh.
That the children of Israel could not bear fast.
Behold the face. Yep.
For the glory of his countenance.
Which the glory. Keep going. Of the Spirit. Now see, they were doing all of this looking at Moses when Moses was quoting what the Lord's word said. One writer said, after Moses got out the mountain, Moses' countenance looked different. And why was it different? Because he came in contact with the Holy God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. One writer said it was like a glow, huh? Came over him, changed his whole countenance. But the question is, when you got the Holy Ghost, what did the Lord do for you? That's why I say stop accepting counterfeits. You need to get the Holy Ghost like you're supposed to. So that means that when you get the Holy Ghost, the Lord should change your whole countenance. Should change everything about you. You get up from the altar smiling. Folks look at you and say, what are you smiling so hard about? I just got in contact with Jesus. Jesus took my body and did something wonderful in it, right? Huh? Oh, yes, he did. That's why I'm telling you, just stay there. Just stay there and keep on calling Jesus. Don't accept nothing counterfeit. Keep on calling Jesus till the Lord take hold of you. And don't get mad when he move on you. Be glad about Jesus. Huh? When you feel Jesus, get glad about Jesus. Huh? Come on, saints. When you're in here with a praise service, don't worry about the time. Just be glad about Jesus. Even if we sing that song for an hour, just be glad about Jesus. That's all I want you to do is just get glad about Jesus, right? Get glad about him. Huh? Get glad about him. Till the Lord move from heart to heart. Huh? I want the Lord to get on each of us. I want the Holy Ghost to rest on each of us. I mean, shake us up. Huh? Shake arthritis out of our body. Huh? Shake us up. Shake that sciatic nerve back into place. Shake us up. Huh? Shake that knee. Huh? Do what it needs to do. How I know? Because I've seen the Lord move on you. I've seen Jesus move. But you got to get out of yourself. You got to forget about yourself and concentrate on Jesus, right? You want the Lord to move? Amen. That means you got to get out of yourself, right? You got to get out how pretty you are. Got to get out of how good you look. You got to get out of how you feel. Huh? Say, I'm just going to, you don't understand. I have pain all in my body. You got to get out of that. You got to get out of that. You got to forget about yourself. You say, but you don't understand. The doctor said this about me. Whose report shall you believe? Whose report are you going to believe? You going to believe the hand of the Lord? The arm of the Lord, which is strong and mighty. Come on, come on. You got a question before you. Whose report will you believe? Huh? The doctor said, I got to take this medicine every day. But where will you fast? Huh? Where will you fast? Where will you deny yourself? Huh? Come on. Whose report will you believe, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord is asking you a question. Who are you going to believe? Huh? whose countenance do you want to overshadow you? Do you want the countenance of the shadow of death? Come on, I see death. When you don't move, that means you're dead. All this praise be going on, and you don't move, that means you're dead. Huh? You are dead. Huh? You can tell me all day long how much you love Jesus. You are dead. Why? Because praise should be coming forth from you. Those that are alive, praise him, right? Maybe you need to move Brother Jones out where he was at, and you need to lay on that cold board. Huh? Let that brother come on back in here. At least he knew what to do in that body. You don't understand how I'm feeling. Well, your feelings is that important to you? There's a cemetery right outside down the street. Huh? There's a cemetery right outside down the street. Huh? Don't even wait for them to dig no hole. Just go find whatever tombstone you want. Get you a pillar and lay right beside it. Huh? Because that's where you belong at. That's where you belong at. You belong with the dead. Why? Because the dead can't praise him. But if you appreciate life, huh? If you appreciate life, you better act like it. Huh? Hey, I ain't got to back up from off of this. The word backed me up. Lord said the dead don't praise him. But those that are alive praise him. They got breath, they praise him. Jesus gave you breath. He breathed into Adam. For Adam to do what? Praise him, right? Amen. Come on, keep me moving a little bit further.
For his administration of condemnation be glory.
Yeah.
Much more than the administration of righteousness is seen in glory.
Yes.
For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect.
Yes.
By reason of the glory that is
come. Yes. Isn't that the truth? Even though we can look at how glorious our body is, huh? Ain't no glory in it. Y'all look at yourselves? Come on, y'all. Don't you look at yourselves and say, wow, what a mighty God we serve. Here it is, I can get wet, and I don't turn into mud. Huh? I pray y'all take showers. Don't you get in that shower? And don't you get wet? But yet you don't turn into mud, but let you die. Huh? What happens to your body? It starts to decay. Huh? They got to put that embalming fluid in it just to preserve it a little while longer. But after a while, the embalming fluid runs out. Huh? And the death angel just takes over. One writer said the skin worms, they begin to eat up your flesh. Huh? You scared of bugs, aren't you? But I'm trying to tell you, you got them all in you. Don't y'all realize that? You got bugs all in you. And the only thing keep them bugs dormant is life. But once life comes out, the bugs come out. Huh? You know how they say the freaks come out at night? The bugs come out when you're dead, right? And they begin to eat up your flesh. Amen. You got all kind of parasites eating you. I mean, them things is in you. Them things are in you. You have people say, well, just take this detox. It'll get out. No, it don't get them all out. Huh? Because once you stop breathing, the bugs start to, oh. It's like the bugs say, I smell death. Something is dead. That's the power of Jesus. See, that's why I tell you, you can't control Jesus. I control everything. I control everything. Huh? So you look at yourself and you say, oh, this is glorious. The Lord say, nah. There's something more glorious.
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus.
See, but you need the Holy Ghost. Because, see, once you receive the Holy Ghost, say, you do this. Everybody do this. Y'all clapping, right? See, but once you receive the Holy Ghost, you're going to be doing this. Because something's going to say,
yes.
You're going to say, whoa, what was that? See, come on, you know. Huh? If don't nobody know, you know. That brother said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. His whole face turned to what you said. What is this? That thing got all up in his hand. See, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you are out of control. Ah, come on. It's as though a force comes into this body. Ah, and this body want to sit still. But it's like it just can't. Ah, come, y'all understand what I'm saying? This is what I'm telling you. You need the Holy Ghost.
Jesus, Jesus.
You need the Holy Ghost. And then you realize it's something more glorious than me. It's something more excellent than me. Amen. I don't care what medication I take. Ain't nothing like Jesus. Nothing like Jesus. Lord, get in me. Lord, get in me and start to moving. I don't care what is going on. I can have mucus all in my chest. Lord, just let all that mucus just start coming up. And it's as though I don't even care. I just don't care. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Whatever you're doing, don't stop. Why? Because it feels so good. I don't want him to stop. It excels. I don't want to read no book. I don't want to watch no TV. I don't want to look at my phone. I don't even want to talk to my wife. I don't want to talk to my children. Why? Because Jesus is in my body. He's in my body and he's moving, right? And I feel him. He's moving, just walking.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Just walking. Walking up and down him. Come on now. That's why I say, I know that this is real. I don't have to ask nobody about it being real. I know that this is real. Because sometimes I'll be all by myself. Be by myself, just riding in the car. Then all of a sudden, I got to pull over to the side. Because I can't even see the road. Because tears just start coming out of my eyes. And I just got to tell him, Jesus, thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. It just keeps coming out. Coming out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then after he get done with me, then I just go to wipe it. Look like I just got beat all up. Sometimes I go on my job. Co-workers look at me and say, Scott, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. You all right? You sure you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm okay. And I'd be like, oh, Jesus. Why you do this to me? Now I got to come in here and try to work. Try to come in here and do my job. And I can't stop thinking about you. Can't stop wanting to praise you. Then I just go outside. I just go to my car. I just start to walk. I say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for my mind. Thank you, Jesus, for living inside. Thank you. Well, the Holy Ghost abides down in the soul of my soul. Come on. He's not on the flesh, but he's in my soul. Come on, saints. That's what I thank him for. He showed me something more excellent. He showed me something. Is that what the book say? He showed me by reason of the glory that does what excelleth. Keep reading a little bit more. Much more. Yes. 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 Yeah, come on. I don't have a real big, large vocabulary. But my vocabulary is okay. But I know I got to be real careful in my word selection. Because I need everybody to understand what I am saying. Come on. You say, well, Scudder, you talk like a little child sometimes. That's okay. Listen. Listen to what I am saying and do it. I put it real simple because I need you to do it. I need you to put into action what I am saying, right? Therefore, I use plainness of speech. Amen. Keep going. Keep moving.
And not as Moses was put a veil over his face.
Yep.
That the children of Israel could not steadfastly
look on them. Yeah. Keep going.
But their minds were blind.
What's wrong with these folk? Huh? And ain't no mystery why chapter 4 in verse number 3 say that if the gospel be hid, is hid unto them that are lost, whom the gods of this world have done what? Blinded the minds of them that do what? See why the devil want to keep you in unbelief? Because he knows if you believe, that veil will be removed. Huh? You'll see things clearly. Huh? You realize it's so much more to life than this stuff. This stuff is foolishness. It's a waste of time. You spend all of your resources for stuff that means nothing. Huh? Come on, is that truth? Huh? You don't even realize the reality of life. Y'all realize when you're dead, every door that you've locked, huh? Every closet that you closed, somebody that you don't want is going right in there. Y'all understand that? Huh? And ain't nothing you can do about it. You put all kind of locks on your doors. When you dead, they going to call the fire company. And the fire company is going to tear your door down. And right where you are, that's how they going to find you. Ooh. Now, this is not a message for you to go to bed with your clothes on. You know, I'm going to keep my suit and my tie on. No, that's not the message. That's not the message. The takeaway is to make sure your soul is where it needs to be at. The takeaway is to make sure that you don't put more value on this stuff than you should. Huh? Get things in order. Amen. Get things in order. But don't put more value on this stuff that means nothing. Question you should be constantly asking yourself is, where's my soul? If I stop breathing today, where will my soul be? And if that you say, well, I know I'm going back with Jesus. Are you sure? Does your life line up with Scripture? Huh? Oh, yeah, my life lined up. Lord told you, have you been born again? Above what? Water? Well, I went down in the water the way I wanted to. But you're not going back with Jesus. Jesus said, you can't see it, nor can you enter into it until you do it the way I say do it. Huh? But I'm going to get in there. Jesus said, no, you're not going to get by me. Why? Because I am the door. Yeah. And if you don't have those keys, you're not getting in.
Right. Exactly.
Try to beat Jesus. Try to get by Jesus. Try to get through Jesus. You can't beat him now. What makes you think you're going to beat him in eternity? I've seen a lot of folks, Lord, just snatch the breath out of them. Strong bodies. Lord, just take the breath right out of them. And they drop like flies. Huh? Yeah, that's right. Then you need the Lord to remove it so that you can clearly see him. Right? We know who's blind in your mind. The scriptures say the gods of this world. Keep going. Read me a little bit, Mom. I'm done.
Yep. Yep. That let me know that veil is sin. That covering is sin. Sin blinds your mind. Gods of this world keep on dangling sin in front of your face. But you need to remove that veil. You need to ask Jesus, Jesus, remove the sin, the covering from out of my face so I can clearly see you. Right? Come on and say, when that veil is taken away, keep going. Yep.
In the reading of the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Which veil is done away
in Christ.
Yep.
When that Old Testament, that scriptures are read, that veil is still there. That's why John 5 says, search the scriptures. For them you think you have life, but they are they that which testify of me. And you won't even come to me that you can live, right?
Right.
But little do you know, Moses wrote of me. That's Jesus, right? When Moses wrote in the beginning God, we know he's talking about Jesus. But when Moses is read, that veil is still there. Keep going. When it shall, that's what y'all write in your Bible. That's the word repent. See, repenting means you need to turn to the Lord. You need to turn to Jesus. Keep going.
When it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be.
All right. That means that whose onus on them? Onus is on me. Because that means if I do my part, which is do what? Turn to the Lord. The Lord says the veil or the covering will be what? Elder Scott, I just don't understand why all this stuff is going away. That means you need to turn to the Lord. You need to turn to the Lord so that you can get what? Understanding. See, well, a lot of times people be looking at the pastor or the preachers as though we some mind readers or some soothsayers. Well, I just got to rub your crystal ball. Tell me what's going on in my life. You got sin. That's what you got. I don't understand. Well, because you got sin. Well, Scott, you don't even know what's going on in my life. I don't need to know. Because the Lord told me in his word all about you. If you want understanding, you need to turn to the Lord. And when you turn to the Lord, the veil and that means you will clearly see. Is that scripture? When it shall turn to the Lord, what happens? Keep going. The Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is liberty.
Amen. And doesn't this all tie in? Because we were talking about Galatians 5 last week. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ have done what? And don't go back into that yoke of what? These are choices, saints. They're choices. You are accountable for your own choices. Stop trying to make people miserable because you're miserable. You're miserable by choice. Look at your company that you keep. Look at what you're doing during the day. Look at the behaviors that you're engaging in. They have consequences. They result in things, saints. You keep your mind on Jesus, you'll be at perfect peace. So I don't understand why I'm miserable, because your mind is not on Jesus. I'm dealing with depression. I don't know why I'm so sad. Your mind is not on Jesus. Keep your mind on Jesus. I do got my mind on Jesus with me. Jesus must be a liar. Oh, shut up. Jesus ain't no liar. But in there, if Jesus ain't no liar, then you a liar. Because if you keeping your mind on Jesus, we wouldn't be having this conversation, right? You should be coming up to me, telling me how good Jesus is. Amen. Lord ain't slack concerning what he say in his word. He mean it. He knows how to bring the past. Everything he say in his word. But you got to believe it. You have to believe it, not me. Don't put your faith on me. I got my own. I work with my faith. You need to work with what? And stop letting people control your faith. Don't come to me looking to feed off of me. Get your own faith. Look in the Lord's word and believe Jesus' word for yourself. Believe it for yourself. And I'll support you. You say, oh, the Lord just gave me a mind to stop taking this medicine and just lean and depend on me. Amen. Yeah. My warning to you, you better make sure it was the Lord that gave you that word. The Lord gave you that word. I'll be right there with you. Amen. Then don't come to me a month later, Elder Scudder. They said, I'm dying. Amen. Hope you're ready to go see Jesus. Because according to you, he gave you the word to stop taking your medicine. Well, I ain't ready to go yet. Well, obviously it wasn't the Lord that gave you that word. And it means you need to turn to him. Because you're seeing stuff you shouldn't be seeing. Look like you got a covering still there. Amen. See, I have to put things real plain so that you can get it and understand. See, this is on you. This is not on me. I'm your pastor, yes. I give you what thus saith the Lord. But it's up to you to do what? You got to believe it. Don't be walking up and saying, Elder Scudder, you said, no.
Let's go find in the book where I was talking at. You mean to tell me it's in there? Read it. See? Oh, yeah, you did say that. So stop saying Elder Scudder said. Yeah. Say Jesus said in his word. Amen. I'm done. Trust y'all got something about the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus. I really didn't intend to hold y'all as long as I did. But